Are you waiting for someday to finally get what you really want in business and life? Turn someday into today by calling Life Success Coach Betty Reynolds. Coach Betty has helped hundreds of people who felt stuck until they realized that they didn't have to do it all alone. Let Coach Betty help you break through the barriers that are holding you back, take the five key steps to success, and find the life balance you crave. Don't wait. Right now, Coach Betty is offering a free consultation to get you started. For details, go to www.wealthandwell-being.info. That's www.wealthandwell-being.info.
CBS Radio, the name you respect and trust.
This is Talk 650.
Talk 650.
Powered by CBS Radio.
Welcome to the Careers from the Kitchen Table Home Business Opportunity Radio Show. Having trouble finding that perfect job? Well, that dream job may be closer than you think. But next hour, learn about the many possibilities that are out there for you when you have a creative heart and mind. And now, here is your host, Raven Blair Davis.
Hello and happy Saturday. This is Raven, the talk show maven, and you are tuned in once again to the show that teaches you how to cook without the cooking. I'm talking about careers from the kitchen table. Each and every week we give you some good old home recipes for success, and our show is brought to you by SippingHealthyCoffee.biz. Absolutely. And just for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, our show is all about helping you to have a plan B, and once you get that plan B, assisting you in getting your business thriving, not just surviving these times, but thriving and getting you to that point faster rather than slower, because you know it. Making money slow ain't no fun. Come on, let's keep it real. Well, you know what? It's time for our featured guest. Coach Betty is here. Yay! Hey, everybody gets excited about Coach Betty. Coach Betty Reynolds, she's money and life skills coach. She knows her stuff. She's a mother with a prior career. She's experienced the conflicting feelings of joy, fear, loss of self, income, independence, relationships, and confidence. This lady, she knows her stuff. As a career woman, Betty experienced the fears and frustrations that many of you have felt on your job and starting your business or being in your business. She's done that for nearly 20 years in legal and financial services. She's taught people the business side of life and how they can be successful. So are you ready for success? Are you truly ready for success? Are you? Okay, great. Get ready because she is here. Coach Betty, how you doing?
Okay, Raven, how are you?
I am Peachy King. Very excited that you are here. You know, you got a lot of exciting things going on, and we want to jump right into your story. So tell me, what inspired you to become a life success coach? I even like the way that sounds. Life success coach, yeah.
Well, Raven, I was inspired by life coaches who made a big difference in my life. They're the ones who gave me the courage to think big, and they encouraged me to use my life story to help others. You see, as you mentioned, I've lived the experiences my clients face every day. I've been a stay-at-home mom who loved it, but like so many other moms, I wanted to do something for me. So that's when I started my first home-based business, and I helped other moms find their niche. And I've been poor, like so many of your listeners, feeling trapped with few opportunities. So what I do? I became a financial consultant so I could learn how to make money, how to make myself and others rich. But yet something was still missing, so I kept searching. I ended up working in businesses of all sizes, and I've owned a couple businesses. So I know all about growing that bottom line, but I also know about downsizing and transitions. But I always pick myself up and move forward. And over the years, people always came to me for advice when things got tough. I helped them out. So after doing the corporate thing for 20 years, I decided to finally become a certified life coach so I could do what I'd been doing all along, coaching people to succeed in the business of life.
I like that. Coaching people to succeed in the business of life. So let's talk about what's the first step in getting ready for success, Coach Betty, because inquiring minds, they want to know.
Yes, the very first step is to know what success means to you. You know, too many people try to follow somebody else's dream. Let me ask you this. When you hear about someone making tons of money or raving about their great job, are you ready to jump in with them? or do you take the time to figure out what you need in order to feel successful? Ask yourself, is it money or internal rewards? Is it meeting production goals or spending time with people? In other words, you've got to look at yourself first instead of the opportunity first. And that's what I help my clients do. You know, each of us has an inner GPS that'll lead us to success if we just let it. And that's my mission, to help you uncover that GPS so you know your values, your strengths, motivators, life purpose. Like your last speaker said, you know, maybe health is important. Make sure that's in your little formula for success. And then if we have to take it a step further, well, we try to match you up with the right career. Or if you're thinking of starting a business, we need to assess whether you're ready to do that. You need a clear picture of you being successful. That's what all the athletes do. They line up the shot. They figure out what they have to do. They see themselves being successful. Then they go out and do it. So that's what I help my clients do. Write that success story first and then go out and live it.
Why is writing your success story so important?
Well, you can talk about it all day. You can visualize it. But until you actually write that down, you have a roadmap.
There you go, roadmap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, chances are you're not going to get to that sweet spot of success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as women, we always talk about what great multitaskers we are, right, Raven?
Oh, yeah. Wearing all them hats. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we joke about it. Sometimes we're even proud of all that. But after a while, all that juggling takes its toll, and we're left exhausted. Or maybe some days we even feel like, maybe we're failures because we're not superwomen. But if you write down that success story, then you'll know what you need to juggle each step of the way. So let me give you a couple examples to give you an idea what I mean about that. Say your success story is all about developing a well-known, financially strong brand so you can grow and sell that business in 10 years and have enough money to retire. Well, if that's your plan, you know you need to juggle client meetings, sales calls, long hours. You need to spend time on money, on growing your staff, growing the business. That's all part of your business plan. And you're willing to do it for 10 years because you expect a big payoff at the end. But on the other hand, if your success story is all about having a small business with plenty of flexibility and personal time, you do what you have to do to stay afloat, right? And you make plenty of time for personal life, and you don't jump into those intensive marketing plans. And you won't feel like a failure for not bringing in the big bucks, because that's not your measure for success.
Yeah, and a lot of people, that's what kills them, because they start feeling like a failure too early on. Let me ask you this. How can you help women, and I'm going to say men too, because this is not an all-woman show here, take control of their lives? And they're in their business, because since this is a business show, take control of their business life.
Okay. The biggest thing is to set boundaries. When I work with business people, of course, we talk about time management and making sure they have the right efficient systems and routines in place. But we really have to spend the most time on having them learn to set boundaries. Because, you know, when I talk to business people, especially those who are running a business from their homes, I usually hear that either they couldn't say no to the work and they burn themselves out, or they couldn't say no to the freedom of self-employment and the business failed. If you run a home-based business, you need to set boundaries right from the start. Because sometimes even your family and friends just don't get it about how you have to work. So you have to set the ground rules, like a work schedule. You may even have to post your hours on the door to your home office. See if that works.
Well, those are good tips. And, you know, I know that we're not going to be able to cover everything here. And I want to tell everyone that they can find out a lot more by going to your website at www.wealthandwell-beinginfo or www.tlccoachbettyr.com. And we're going to talk more with Betty in just a few seconds because we got some more questions for her. And we're definitely not going to let her leave without giving us some business insider secrets that she has as well. You tune into Careers from the Kitchen Table, the show that teaches you how to cook without the cooking. Each week, we bring to you on Thursdays and Saturdays some recipes for success to help you build your business faster rather than slower. Coach Betty Reynolds, money and life skills coach, life business success coach. She's here today sharing with us how you can get ready for success. So welcome back. This is Raven, a.k.a. the talk show maven. Our featured guest, Coach Betty Reynolds, who is a life business success coach. And she was just sharing with us some golden nuggets on how we can, you know, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but today, get ready for success and how important it is to have a roadmap for sure. You know, otherwise we're just kind of all over the place. Right, Betty?
That's really true, because you have to have that map, and you have to believe in yourself. Not just your map, you have to believe in yourself, especially when other people tell you, what makes you think you can do that? Or that says, I'm not good enough.
I know, and once we start, you know, buying into that, that's when we really start having those bad days, and, you know, we have all these excuses of why not. We start procrastinating because of the fear. Let me ask you this, Betty. If I'm the CEO, does that mean I have to do it all myself? And the reason I ask you that is because I find so many of us, rather than get ourselves a team or hire those people that are experts in what we need as far as services and tools and resources, we try to do everything ourselves, and then we get overwhelmed.
Exactly. If you're the CEO, you have to learn to delegate. You know, a lot of people don't do that, especially when the businesses are young, and they can't take the earnings to the next level because they're just too burned out.
Too burned down, and that's easy to get. In fact, the more overwhelmed you are, unfortunately, that's when you start getting burned out. And it's not that you're failing, it's just that you're so confused and you're trying to do so much. And that's why it's important to get a success business coach for your business, because you know how we talk about on the show all the time, it's about getting there faster rather than slower. And Betty, I know you're like, maybe even though you are a coach, I'm sure you, like myself, have your series of coaches as well. So who is your ideal client?
Okay, my ideal client now is any woman who is facing transitions or challenges with her career, relationship, or money. Someone who wants a coach who can understand that wealth is more than money, and someone who's ready to blossom into the woman she's meant to be.
Okay. And let's talk about blossoming. One of the words I picked up from Ellie Drake's event as well, you know.
Yes.
So as a woman that's trying to be successful, and even as a man, because again, you know, our audience is both, how do we blossom into having that success and being that successful business entrepreneur?
Well, I'd give you two nuggets right here.
Okay.
First of all, you've got to believe in yourself. A wise woman once said, believe in your dreams and they might come true. Believe in yourself and they will come true. Believe in yourself. The second one, help is not a four-letter word. Like you said, I use coaches, you use coaches. That's the way to go.
You can't get around that. Coach, 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 the best of the best. I know I talked to Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, Joe Vitale, Lisa Kidder, you can, Alex Mendoza, you can go on and on. They all say the same thing. Okay, let's talk to those people that are, let's say, they've been having a business, but they're finding that they're going up and down right now. They really, really need some of your coaching expertise. What tip can you give that will move them forward starting today? Maybe one, maybe even two real quick strategies.
Make sure you have that roadmap. Make sure you know what your success looks like. Write it down. And if you need additional expertise, get that help. Help is always out there, and keep in mind what success means for you. Don't measure it against somebody else's idea.
There you go. And then the best tip that I can give you today is contact Coach Betty, because she knows her stuff. And they can find you where?
TLC, CoachBettyR.com.
Any phone number?
Okay, you can find it on the website. My second website, wealthandwellbeing.info.
Okay. Thank you, Betty. We appreciate you. And you know what? If you're open to this, I would like to invite you to come back maybe sometime in January. Do you think we can work that out in your schedule?
I'm sure we can, because that's when I'm having my next money program here in Charlotte.
Oh, good. Money. We can talk about that then, okay? So we'll talk offline later today, and we'll get that on the calendar. I appreciate you agreeing to come back. This has been another edition of Careers from the Kitchen Table, and thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Raven Blair Davis, Raven, a.k.a. the talk show Maven. We appreciate you coming and listening and tuning in, and I want to encourage and empower and inspire you to do the thing to have the power, step out the box, be different, get your branding and your marketing on, go out there and network and do all the things that we shared today, and start building your business faster rather than slower so you can make the money you need, because you know what? Making money slow ain't no fun. We'll see you next week.
Be sure to log on to careersfromthekitchentable.com, the official website of your favorite weekly radio show with your host, Raven Blair Davis, and you'll be able to subscribe to weekly giveaways. So remember, if you're an inspiring entrepreneur, make careersfromthekitchentable.com saved in your favorites on your personal computer, and keep listening to the show that will leave you living on Easy Street. That's careersfromthekitchentableradio.com.
From the StarTexPower.com studios, this is Talk 650, powered by CBS Radio, KIKKAM Pasadena, and KKHH HD3.
Betty Reynolds has been a great resource and encouragement for this at Empty Nester. As I've sought to win my way back into the world of work and a new career, I'm Carolyn Petrosky, and I have worked with Betty Reynolds, and she is very experienced and knowledgeable in a variety of fields and has been able to guide me towards the career paths that best match my strengths and interests and my short and long-term goals. She's very thorough in her research, and she's prompt in following up with clients. I highly recommend Betty to anyone journeying through a career transition.
My name is Elizabeth, and I have been working with Betty Reynolds as my life coach since January or February of 2010. I work as a technology internal auditor, and I have been wanting to transition out of internal audit into a position which allows me to be more of a strategic thinker, getting more into a consulting role with business clients to be able to provide strategic planning and project management services. Betty has helped me out quite a bit. She's helped me to pinpoint reoccurring frustrations that I've had in my career. She's helped me to be honest with myself about what I really want to achieve in my career, what my values are, what do I want to achieve, where my hiccups may have been, helping me to really just acknowledge that I'm unhappy in my current career, and helping me to get to a new point in terms of knowing that I do have value that I bring to an organization, and I have wonderful skill sets to be able to bring to the world. Also, too, she has provided job descriptions to me based upon what it is I describe as what I want to do and where my strengths lie, to help me to figure out what direction to move towards in terms of my job search, what are key areas that I should be looking at. Betty has been absolutely fantastic in terms of really encouraging me through a process to publish my first concept paper in an industry trade journal. Never have happened if I had not had Betty as my life coach to be able to work through some of my career frustrations, going through the values and figuring out what other things it was that I could actually accomplish. She was great in terms of not only encouraging me with the publication of my article, she reviewed my article, she gave me constructive feedback, things I needed to consider and follow. She also did some additional research to be able to help to bolster my documentation. She has been absolutely invaluable in that process, and now I am actually auditor, which is pretty huge in terms of an achievement that I never would have imagined I could have actually accomplished. Betty is fantastic. She's fabulous. She has empowered me, helped me to feel more centered and focused. She's been a great forum to bounce different ideas that I've had for my personal development. Not just my personal development, but also to my professional development. She tries to tie the two together, to separate them at all. And lastly, yes, I would absolutely recommend Betty. Love her dearly. I can't imagine how far I could have come this year without her. She's really made a lot of things possible for me, in the process of helping me to also believe in myself and see what my potential is, and challenge me to go even further than I thought I could go.
Hi, my name is Cindy Greer, and I own a senior move management company called Transition with Care here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I met Betty Reynolds in April of 2007 while I was giving a seminar on caregiver stress, which was really kind of ironic because I was suffering from caregiver stress myself. And Betty was in the audience during that time. And during that time, I was, like I said, experiencing a lot of caregiver stress and just other stress. I was the marketing director for the largest senior home care company here in Charlotte, as well as overseeing the care for my own mother, as well as my grandmother, which both have passed, since passed. I held their power of attorney, as well as their health care power of attorney, and they had complex medical conditions. And I was also struggling with just balancing my professional and personal life. My marriage was suffering, and I was just kind of a mess. And after my seminar, Betty introduced herself to me, and with just a brief exchange of information, I could tell that she could help me and to unravel and kind of make sense of all the issues and complexities that were kind of making me so unhappy and covering me up. And she really helped me return to a very positive focus and gave me tools and exercises that kind of uncovered, you know, lots of things that about myself that have been covered up. And so she really kind of, you know, saved me in many respects. I was drowning, and her experience as a life skills as well as a caregiver coach were tremendous to me getting back on track and, you know, being more positive. And to this day, I stay in touch with Betty. And when I think about where I was 3 years ago, managing the responsibilities and also not knowing exactly where I wanted to take my career next, again, through Betty's just her passion for people, her experience, her understanding, she was really able to kind of just help me understand what I was dealing with and how to go forward. And I am forever grateful to Betty for being at the right place at the right time. And she is just an amazing person in her own right. She's just so easy to talk to. She's not a therapist. She really is somebody that can help you uncover, you know, what you're all about and what it is that you need. And I just could not say, you know, enough about Betty and how she's been able to help me. I'm now owner of my own company. I have since divorced, but that actually turned out to be a very positive thing, and her support helped that situation be positive rather than negative. And again, like I mentioned, my mom and my grandmother have since passed. But, you know, that's what needed to, you know, I mean, they lived wonderful lives, and she was able to help me through that. So I ramble on, but again, Betty just really has a wonderful skill set of helping people get back on track that are stressed out and not really sure what their next steps are. My name again is Cindy Greer.
Are you waiting for someday to finally get what you really want in business and life? Turn someday into today by calling Life Success Coach Betty Reynolds. Coach Betty has helped hundreds of people who felt stuck until they realized that they didn't have to do it all alone. Let Coach Betty help you break through the barriers that are holding you back, take the 5 key steps to success, and find the life balance you crave. Don't wait. Right now, Coach Betty is offering a free consultation to get you started. For details, go to www.wealthandwell-being.info. That's www.wealthandwell-being.info.